in Quran, it's clearly stated by God that you have to pray 5 times a day, and then you have also to pay zakat. So pray and pay zakat. So it is really an obligatory for any Muslim all over the world.
And this is a form of charitable giving to those who are less fortunate than yourself.
Exactly, exactly. The Quran says that the zakat will be distributed to 8 groups of people. That's the poor, the needy, the amil. That's the one who actually manage the zakat. Then it's basnas, that the organizations that I am with now. Some other groups, like people who has debt, that we have to help, and people who is really fight for life.
When did you realize that zakat could be a force for good in helping us all at the United Nations and elsewhere reach the 17 Sustainable Development Goals?
Before we kept in touch with UNDP Indonesia, we didn't think about zakat and SDGs. But once we discussed with them, we found that's really true. If you're talking about SDGs, you're talking about zakat. Because of the 17 goals, at least 10 of them is really...
They're in line with, yes, with the spirit of zakat.
Zakat. Yes, like no hunger, no poverty, zero hunger, good education and well-being, clean water and sanitation.
What's the potential of this in terms of its benefit to the SDGs?
Well, it's good that an independent body had made a survey in Indonesia that how much actually zakat potential in the country. Then IDB, Islamic Development Bank, found that the potential is 217 trillion rupiah, or equivalent to 16.1 billion US dollars. The figure is really huge, so we don't believe it that we can reach it. Yes, you can reach it. If a Muslim in Indonesia pay zakat $74 per year, you can reach that 16.1 billion. The very important thing for any institutions which is asked by the government or instructed by law to collect zakat is the trust, right? And to get trust of the people, we have to do many things. To socialize it, for instance, and then to show them that's proven that any zakat gave to basnas, for instance, that we use it effectively, publicly, really tell them. With UNDP, then people would know that that's not only about the local issue, that's not only the country's issue, that the world issues. That's why then it's very important that the involvement of UNDP in that case.
So there are going to be UN programs that
yes.
will be benefiting
yes.
directly
yes.
from zakat from
yes.
now on.
Yes, one thing that we have done so far, that we work together to distribute zakat for the amount of $350,000 for a micro hydro project in Sumatra, in Jambi. So we use the zakat for that. And UNDP in that case, because they are really expert in trying to find a good supplier for the machine and then the installation whatsoever. And they have also experience. And this is one example that we'd like also to introduce to the other part of the world.
So this is an innovative new partnership with
exactly,
the UN.
Exactly. For Indonesia itself, we can work together for energy, for instance, like the one that we use zakat for microhydro, and also for the isolated tribes, we can use UNDP. We can work together, and also to assist the poor fishermen in Indonesia. And because of Basnas is the governing body, it's easy for us then to ask any minister then to cooperate with UNDP and Basnas. And another thing that globally we introduce to UNDP, and we work with UNDP about, I believe that this is the first in the world about zakat inclusion.
And how has this initiative been received so far? What kind of response have you had from people in Indonesia?
We are working on that now, and I believe that by January the 2nd, that we'll start the branchless banking system, because the province state bank over there, they are going to appoint 200 the agents of that branchless banking. And then whenever we collect the zakat coming from the cooperation between UNDP and Basnas, we use the funds for the project of SDGs. Other zakats that we collect from other sources, that for another project. But the zakats coming from this branchless system banking, we'll use it for the SDS program.
And what kind of response have you had from imams, from religious leaders to the idea so far?
That's very important, because to socialize that, we have to go to the people through imam. But beside that, the power of the government is very important. That's why that Indonesia now, specifically, we are reforming about zakat and wakaf. We are now in the process of having the president executive order to take 2.5% of the salary of government's office, government's staff in the country.
So Indonesian civil servants will be playing their full part in this?
Yeah, yes, that's it.